Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China says reports of Chinese ships selling oil to North Korea do not align with the facts, adding that China will never allow Chinese companies to violate UN resolutions. Chinese government spokesperson says Beijing has always implemented UN resolutions in their entirety, and if there are violations, China will deal with them seriously in accordance with the law. This follows President Trump saying he has been soft on China on trade issues and said he is not happy that China had allowed oil shipments to go into North Korea. Former soccer star George Weah has been declared the winner of Liberia's presidential election. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai of the Unity Party to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who's stepping down after two terms, the maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. Jerome Kokoria is Liberia's Electoral Commission chairman.
The CDC is 61.5% for the CDC and 38.5% for the Unity Party.
Weah's Coalition for Democratic Change, or CDC, was favored going into the voting. If all goes smoothly, Liberia will see its first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. At least 15 people died. Scores of others were injured after a fire broke out in a four-story building in India's financial capital, Mumbai, today. Majority of the dead were women. Eight fire engines worked for more than 5 hours to extinguish the blaze. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation. This is VOA News. A deadly fire sped through a Bronx apartment building in the U.S. city of New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio spoke on the scene of the fire.
This will rank as one of the worst losses of life to a fire in many, many years. At this moment, I'm very sorry to report 12 New Yorkers are dead, including one child as young as 1 year old. There are four people critically injured who are fighting for their lives, other serious injuries as well.
About 170 firefighters fought the fire, rescued fleeing tenants working in frigid temperatures. The United Nations' Jan Egeland says he fears the Syrian leader is bargaining with children's lives to evacuate critically ill patients from the besieged opposition-held town of eastern Ghouta. We get more now from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
The evacuation of a handful of critically ill patients from eastern Ghouta, near the Syrian capital. A deal between Damascus and a rebel faction, which broke months of deadlock, allowed the Red Crescent to bring them out late on Tuesday. Eastern Ghouta is the last major rebel stronghold left near Damascus. Since 2013, nearly 400,000 people have been trapped there by the Syrian army, making it the country's biggest remaining siege. They're suffering the worst malnutrition of the almost seven-year war. The four evacuees were taken to hospitals in the nearby capital, Damascus. But a six-month-old baby girl died before she could be evacuated, the Syrian American Medical Society said. The United Nations has pleaded for the government to allow out about 500 patients, including children with cancer. Although eastern Ghouta is officially a de-escalation zone under ceasefire deals for rebel territory, fighting there continues.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Two journalists and their two local staff were released from a Myanmar prison today, 2 months after they were arrested, allegedly flying a drone over the parliament. Journalists were working for the Turkish state broadcaster TRT when they were arrested October the 27th. Aung Nyan So is their local interpreter.
So, like, everything is very unexpected. Until last night, on the way back from our coach, we didn't know that we're going to leave this morning. So everything is very amazing, very strange. And I still appreciate our authorities. And the reason why they released is, like, they are focusing on the diplomatic relationship of two countries. And also, they didn't find from us, which is, like, any intention to break state security.
Rights and media groups have criticized the new civilian government for continuing to use colonial-era laws to threaten and imprison journalists. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.